With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. Chris Saxton is producing tonight. Ty Bailey's on the phone, and Noah Crow is chasing our scores and stories down for us tonight. And we are located in the Mississippi Association of Coaches new building here off of Clinton Raymond Road. It's right behind the MHSAA building, and we want to really thank Johnny Mims and his folks over here at the MAC. He's on hold. We're going to talk to him about the All-Star games coming up. But before we do that, some folks may be just getting in their car or whatever. Go over the scores again, Wayne, right quick.
Okay, Russ. In 6A tonight, Madison Central defeated Starkville by the score of 34-13, and Brandon defeated Oak Grove 21-20. In 5A action, West Point was a winner over Neshoba Central 20-14. Picayune beat Laurel in the other 5A game 32-28. In 4A action, it was Senatobia defeating Caledonia 34-27 and Columbia over Poplarville 12-7. In 3A action, Amory beat North Panola 29-16 and Jefferson Davis County defeated Raleigh 26-20. In 2A, LaFleur County 24, Charleston 22, and Scott Central over Pelahatchie 60-14. And in 1A action, it was Simmons over Tupelo Christian Prep 48-0. And finally, Bay Springs defeated West Lowndes 44-6. So those are your winners tonight.
Thank you, sir. We mentioned Johnny Mims just a moment ago. Let's bring him in now to Friday Night Under the Lights. And He, of course, is responsible for the two All-Star games that we have coming up, not next weekend, but the two following weekends. And Johnny joins us now. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hey, Russ. Good evening. How are y'all?
We're doing good. At this time of the season, we're always doing good.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And I appreciate y'all. I'm glad y'all were able to use the new facility we have, and we're very proud of it. And hopefully it's been good to y'all this year.
It has. It really has, Johnny, and it's gone very well. And we really want to thank the folks at the MAC for allowing us to do this here. Now, there is, you know, we've got these two games coming up. And, Johnny, there's a lot of folks listening to the show for the first time. And I got to tell you, I was texting with Dr. Dave, who is our IT man, and for Friday Night on the Lights, he was telling me, like, it was a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, there were already 19,000 hits of people on our website trying to find out about this ball game coming up, the Miss Al game.
Well, we're very excited about it. Again, we're hosting it this year. You know, we host it on an every other year basis now.
Right.
So this year it's our time to host it, and we're ready to go.
Let's talk about how the selection works, because a lot of folks think, well, maybe it's based on what the seniors did up until the last ball game that they have. That's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it's not, Russ. The process actually starts in July. The football committee that we have, that representative from each district and each classification, comes together and picks our coaching staff. Our coaching staff obviously has qualifications they have to meet to be able to coach in the ball game. But once we complete our staff and pick our staff in July, they start the process of gathering names and individuals of the players that they will be looking at through the course of the year, and talking to obviously college scouts, college coaches, and junior college coaches, and other high school coaches within the state. And each coach, a position coach, will compile a list of anywhere from 15 to 20 names, and they'll start sending in film and talking to everybody, just trying to select our 40 best players that will represent Mississippi when Alabama comes and plays. So it's quite a process. And then after we do that, we come together around the end of September, first of October, middle of October, I think it is, when they select the players that they will be representing Mississippi. And it's quite a process, as you well know. We can only pick 40, you know, the rules are we can only pick 40 players. And so with saying that, Alabama obviously has the same rules. And as you well know, it's hard to pick 40 players in the state. So it's quite a task that they have, but it's a great process we've had. We've kind of, you know, messed with it a few in new years and kind of critiqued it. And I think we've done a really, really good job. I think our coaches and our committees and everyone have done a really good job with putting our team together. And, of course, a lot of that's got to do with the coaching staffs and mm-hmm. what kind of offenses they run and defenses they run. So, but yeah, picking 40 players is quite a task. So, you know, with saying that we take those 40 players out of the pool and we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 to 520 players nominated. And then, of course, we take our, what we call our Bernard Blackwell game, which is our north south game. And then we'll pick another 40 players in the north and 40 players in the south. So, you know, around 120 players that will represent Mississippi in our All-Star games after the season. So we're excited about it and can't wait to get it going. Of course, the Mississippi-Alabama game is the game, and I think we have won, I think, 5 out of the last 6 years. And,
yep.
And of course, I don't want to jinx us, but right now we've never lost on Mississippi soil. And
there you go.
And with us bringing. USM has been good to us and bringing it back to the campus of USM and playing at the Rock. And so we're all excited and ready to go.
I got a couple questions. You were talking about the selection of the players. And I certainly get that. But how do you go about selecting the coaches for this?
Well, Russ, like I said, the coaches, they have to meet certain qualifications to be able to coach in our ball game. They have to have one you know, the winning record. They have to have won so many games. They had to have a coach for so many years. You know, it's just it's a process that we, you know, we've got a bunch of good coaches in the state. And, of course, I love our coaches. I think we have the best coaches around. But, some of the younger coaches, their chance will come. A lot of younger coaches that just hadn't been doing it quite as long yet, but they're getting there. But yes, that's kind of how we do it. We select the coaches out of the pool of coaches that qualify to coach in the ball game. And of course, we select the head coach first. And then the head coach has a lot to do with it. You know, we want him to pick his, for instance, his offensive coordinator to run that offense he run and that type of stuff. So it's quite a process that we have. We just don't, you know, bring them in one day and pick them and the next day bring them in and pick the players. If the people really knew that the hours that these coaches put in to be able to coach in these ball games. And at the same time, just like tonight, our Oak Grove Brandon game, both those coaches are on our staff and they have worked together, I guess, for the last, two or three months, picking players and trying to put their team together on top of trying to get ready for their season.
Yeah,
so that's just one. So it's quite a task and, you know, hats off to our coaches in the state for doing this, but they take a lot of pride in this game. The state takes a lot of pride in this game. So we take it serious, and that's kind of our, that's kind of our Super Bowl.
Well, and I don't know about the Miss Al game as much as I do the Bernard Black. Well, there are certain rules that are different in these ball games. Is it one of them that you're not allowed to blitz in the Bernard Blackwell game? I don't think you can blitz either one of them, can you?
We have all-star rules that, since we get together, it's such a short period. For instance, the Mississippi-Alabama game, they'll report on the Tuesday after the state championships, and they'll practice Tuesday night and twice Wednesday, Thursday, and walk through Friday, and we're playing Saturday on TV. So, just with those, five or six practices, it takes a lot of, a lot of effort with these coaches, a lot of coordination and meetings with coaches going over game plans and plays and stuff like that. So, it's a very good process that we have. These coaches do a tremendous job coaching these players up and doing this. But, yes, we have certain rules. Like you said, linebackers, they can't blitz. We can only have five, down linemen on a extra point, say, or a field goal. We can't, rush. So, it's an offensive game. It's an offensive game that we both want. We want some scoring in it, but yet defenses, they're really good. The speed of the game picks up. All these players, whether top players at their respective school during the year. Then all of a sudden they're on a team that everybody can run as fast as them and they're strong as them. And it's just a different level. And of course, Alabama's the same way. We have players that have committed to the, Mississippi State's, Ole Miss's, Alabama's, Auburn's, LSU, Georgia, from both teams. So, it's quite a task I'll say this, and we're proud of this. The 2015 game that we played, we had four players off the state of Mississippi's team, that were, 4 years later drafted in the first round in the NFL draft. So, and that's not talking about Alabama's or talking about the other two or three that we had drafted in the second, third round. So that tells you the kind of talent that's in the state of Mississippi.
Well, you're exactly right, Johnny. We're excited to be a part of it. We've got to let you go. We're up against a break, but Friday Night Under the Lights is really excited about handling both of these broadcasts, but want to encourage people to go to the game if you can. Johnny, we're going to let you go. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you for what you do for high school football.
All righty. We'll take a timeout and more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Malone Roofers. They're more than just roofers. They're a part of your community. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet, and this is the last week of regular season, well, including playoffs. Next week, of course, the state championship. We've already talked to Kerry Metzler of and got the Maroon Tide side of this thing. So glad that Jared Redding was up and with us tonight to talk about the West Point game. Jared, good evening, sir. How are you? Jared, you with us?
Hello?
Yeah, you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We already know that Picayune's on the other side of the football. Tell me about this West Point team.
I'll tell you what, they got guts. I mean, that's something that West Point really has all the years. I mean, they wouldn't have 11 state championships without it. But, you know, there were times, and once they got to the 14-0 lead about midway through the third quarter, and forced over on downs, it's like, all right, here we go again. Here we go, that. They couldn't get out of their own way at times. You know, they had a touchdown for DeSoto Central that was really happened with poor tackling. Just dodged three tackles, go in the end zone and all that. And then when DeSoto Central had a 4th-and-7 situation, West Point jumped off sides twice to give them a fresh set of downs, which ended up being the drive that tied the game midway through the fourth quarter. And West Point just led one of those classic West Point drives. You know, they're going to blow you off the line of scrimmage. You know, they're going to pump the train horn. paid to let you know that they're going to do that, and they had a 40-yard touchdown pass with 2 minutes left. Neshoba Central, they had one timeout to work with, had to blow it early in the drive to prevent keep the clock running and all that. They ended up getting to West Point territory off of a deep pass play. And then they had a first down near outside West Point 30. It was 2014, you know, had a chance to tie it, if not win it, with no timeouts left. So they had a first down play that would temporarily stop the clock to move the chains and all that. But then after that, once the clock started, which I don't know if it started early or whatnot, so as soon as we couldn't get the snap off with 5 seconds left, and that ended up being the game, essentially.
Did you just say that West Point threw a pass for 40 yards?
A play-action pass for the tight end, where there was nobody within 20 miles, without no one within 20 yards of him.
Wow.
That is absolutely correct.
Well, you know, the reason I say that is because I always consider West Point a ground and pound team. I've called their state championship games a couple of times, and you might get 3, 4, or 5 passes in a ball game, but they're just so strong on that offensive line that you're talking about, and they have just outstanding running backs. That to say that they pulled up and threw a pass, he had to have been wide open.
Yep, the video is on my Twitter if you want to go check it out. It was one of those where I think the guy was playing zone and just kept his eyes in the backfield and just let the tight end slip right past him. That was really one of four West Point pass plays that were big chunk plays, you know, 25, 30 yards. Of course, they did the usual ground and pound thing. Their first touchdown was one of those cases where we all thought he was down. He wasn't. The ref didn't blow the whistle, and he just kept on running. Neshoba Central thought he was down, wasn't. That was their first drive of the game. Neshoba Central really played a solid defensive game, probably the best front seven that they played all year, but, you know, they just got it done in the end. When momentum goes against West Point, they know how to win games,
yep.
And that's the reason why they've gone to 5-6 championships in a row en route to their 6.
Well, you're exactly right. That's a point well taken. I'm going to tell you, that is a lot of state championships. You know, they were winning state championships way back when South Panola was winning all those state championships. As a matter of fact, there were some years that a lot of us wanted to see West Point play South Panola for the ultimate championship because they were both there so many times.
Yeah, that actually happened throughout the between the mid 2010s. They actually scheduled the first game of the year. I actually went to a few of those games.
Right.
It's always a treat. It's like, these guys don't know each other, but they have respect for one or the other. And to be quite honest, West Point could take that throne come Saturday. They could win 12 state championships and surpass South Panola. So we'll see what happens.
Boy, wouldn't that be something? Well, you're going to be, West Point will be playing a very solid maroon tide team from Picayune. And, you know, over the years, for some reason, that last ball game, which is the 5A state championship, usually winds up being one of the best games of the group.
I completely agree. I think the only exception to that was 2017 when West Point blew Hattiesburg out of the water. But, yeah, I mean, I was part of those. You know, my high school alma mater played in 3 of those 5A championship games back in the day.
Yep.
So I get what you're coming from.
Well, I tell you what, Chris Chambliss, I don't know how he does it. Somebody was telling me that they got a really nice weight room up there now, and I thought, boy, you can't make these guys.
They do,
and they're making these guys strong up there, obviously.
That's what they do. I mean, this is what you kind of come to expect from a blue-collar town like West Point. The similarities are there. You know, they're right outside a major SEC college town.
Right.
They have the resources, to get it done. They have, more importantly, they have the program tradition where people are willing to spend the money and invest in their program. And that's a common correlation with high school athletics. You know, the most successful programs in any sport, what do they all have in common? They have great facilities. They have great coaching staff. And they have a great fan base to support said program.
Correct.
And that's exactly what you get with West Point. Credit to Neshoba Central. I mean, they played their heart out. They brought the entire town of Philadelphia, Mississippi with them tonight. And I already thought I heard enough cowbells. Last night from the Egg Bowl, but I had to go back to the press box. I couldn't take it anymore for a period of time, but But a lot of respect goes to them. They actually out. I think they may have actually at the end of the night outdrew West Point attendance wise. I'm not even kidding.
Wow. Wow, that I tell you, that's going to be an outstanding ball game next week. You know, we always hope to get those games in the championship games, and boy, there they are. Well, listen, hey, thanks a lot for staying up with us tonight and giving us a shout out about West Point, and keep us on your dial for next year, and let's make sure that we give West Point the love they deserve.
Yes, sir. I'll see you next week. I'm going to make sure to come find you, shake your hand.
Good. I hope you do.
See how we're doing and enjoy some bicycle football.
Well, you're going to, my friend. We'll hope to see you up there, Jared. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Boy, that is – wow, that 5A game. It's just got unbelievable written all over it. I mean, all of them do. How do they do this year in and year out? I mean, there's some here that you expect to be there.
Yeah. I mean, I think ultimately, you know it's kind of one of those things. I mean, in a playoff like this, the best teams just emerge, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they just do. So, and it's difficult because, you know, a lot of times you end up, you know, you may not be the higher seed and you end up having to play, you know, on the road a lot. And, you know, a lot of this, some of these schools have just persevered. That's all you can say.
Well, I'll tell you, that's a big win for Brandon tonight. And
yeah, it really is, and I'm trying to think. I know Brandon played for a championship back in the Garner Minshew days.
Yeah,
I don't believe they won.
They didn't
win. Pearls played for a championship.
Right.
Madison Central though hadn't been in the 6A championship game in a long time. A very long time.
They've been in this game tonight a lot
of
times.
Yeah. But Pearl has a couple of times, won one, lost one.
Clinton
won. But Madison Central, I guess, has been in what, the 90s maybe?
Maybe so. Yeah.
It's been a while, I know that.
Chris Saxton has a question he wants you to answer. So what team are you surprised didn't make it? So you have to tell him what I said.
Tell him what he said.
Chris, our producer tonight, says he wants to know what team surprised you that didn't make it.
Starkville.
Okay.
I mean, I think Starkville, the way they've been playing, I was really surprised that Madison Central beat them that bad. That's a little bit of a surprise.
Good point. The one that surprised me was Columbia.
Yeah.
You know, they just...
Yeah.
Ocean Springs.
Yeah, the big surprise to me is that Ocean Springs not in that 6A game. But
They're not even in this semifinal.
No.
I mean, they lost last week.
Right, so they're out. That's one that surprised me that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
But you could say that about a lot of teams around the state, surprise you that it's not there. But, you know, that's why on this particular week, you have some games that really could be championship games.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like that every year.
Yeah.
And this year was no different because you got, I'm going to tell you, that Brandon game tonight, that had state championship written all over it tonight. But you got to play the other side of the state.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see how that goes. We're going to be stepping away here for just a moment. You know, last Saturday night, we had an MAIS champion crowned, and that champion was MRA. And since it was on a Saturday, we didn't get to give a report on that ball game, obviously. And so I've asked John Weaver if he will come on the show with us tonight and talk about this MRA team. It's a very special team this year, and Coach Herbert Davis done a really solid job with them. But they beat Hartfield by a score of 42-7.
1 minute to break.
And so I've asked John to come on and talk to us about that. But if you would like to call and talk about your team this year or maybe a game that you saw tonight, 601-401-6867, 601-401-6867. I want to thank the good folks at Cricket Wireless. Hey, got your Christmas list done?
No, not in. I mean, it's not even December, Russ.
Well, I know, but you know, you got to get in the spirit of the thing. You know, so anyway, be thinking of Cricket Wireless because it is the holiday season. Big thanks to Jason Klein, who has been with us all year long down at MPB Think Radio, and also Dr. Dave, who's up in North Carolina, somewhere in a bunker. We don't know where. And Will the Thrill with his score sheets. It's all been great. We'll take a time out and be back. with the second hour, Friday night, Under the Lights, in a moment.